Good morning to you, and a happy Garden Line Day. We are super excited to be hanging out with you this morning. Mike Wiggins is here to answer all your calls and your questions, but it is a very special day here on the Garden Line, right, Mike?
It's a special edition of the Garden Line.
It is a very special edition. We can call it a spooktacular.
We could do that. Exactly.
It is time to kick off our Halloween spooktacular giveaway today, right here on the Garden Line. It's going to be a fun morning, but we need you to play this game. Yes, we need everybody to go outside right now and take pictures of your garden that is either plentiful with all your squash and pumpkins, or your front door and your decorations, your spookiest decor to get all the kiddos ramped up for Halloween.
Get them fired up, 'cause we're fired up here, because not only, let's put it this way, Jenna. We need about 3 hours for our show today because quite frankly, we're right in the middle of fall where there's so many things to do garden-wise.
Oh, yes.
But here we are going into Halloween, and before this show is over, I've got some really interesting, creepy plants to talk about this morning, some of which I have never heard of, but maybe some of our listeners have. And so we'll get into that.
Yes.
Answer some questions. Have our contest.
Yes.
And I wish we had more time, but
we do.
We're gonna cram all this into an hour, but we need our audience to participate.
Yes.
No doubt.
We need you to participate.
Absolutely.
850-437-1620. You have to text. You have to text in order to win. You have to send in your pictures, whether it's your plentiful garden, your spooky decor, your front yard pumpkin display. 850-437-1620. We will be picking a winner at 9:55, but you have to text in to play. I know, please don't hurt yourself running outside. 850-437-1620. But please still call and ask your questions.
Yes.
You can share your favorite Halloween memories, your favorite spooky squash. I don't know. Listen, whatever it is, we want to see it. We want to hear from you this morning. 850-437-1620.
And amongst all of that, any gardening questions you may have, because as I say, it's a very important time of year. A lot of things we can do. A lot of things we shouldn't do. So we can talk about all of that. But we can also look at a couple of these creepy plants.
Oh, yes.
We ought to start off with one of those. What do you think,
Jenny? I just got the heebie-jeebies for a second.
Are you ready?
Second.
You ready
yes.
for one? Let's just do one real quick.
Let's do it.
Before we kind of get on to our garden stuff. All right, this is the first one, and this is for real, because I have seen this one. Some of these I've never seen. A bathead lily. It's a perfect Halloween plant.
A bathead lily.
Because it's kind of a in the lily family, but it looks like a bat. First time I discovered this, was this person said, where I got this, was at the Biltmore Estates, believe it or not. It has wings on each side that look like bat wings and very long whiskers that bring to mind a creature from an alien planet. The perfect Halloween plant. And it's really interesting because I'm going to say, 6 months ago, middle of the summer, I had a very, very good friend of mine call me. He says, Mike, I went to one of the big box stores, one of the large stores in their nursery, and found the weirdest plant, and I bought it and brought it home, and you have got to come see it. And believe it or not, it was a bat head lily. And I said, sure, it looks like a bat. You know, that's going to take a lot of imagination to make it look like a bat. It did not. It looked just like a creepy bat. It really did. So that's our first creepy Halloween plant we're going to talk about this morning.
Oh, it is. That's a little spooky. I'm not going to lie. Look at that. The black bat flower bloom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's it looks just like a bat. And I don't know what happens to that plant in the wintertime, if it's going to get bigger next year or not. Who knows? But because some of these plants that we're going to talk about this morning are a little unusual.
Yeah, I just looked it up because I wanted to visualize right. what you were saying. And it's also called the devil flower.
That's right.
Or
that's
cat's exactly. whiskers, because it has whiskers coming out at the bottom. And now I can really see it. So it's definitely, oh, it kind of looks like a jaguar.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. It really does.
How cool is that?
How about okay. this one? You ready for one more?
I want to hear it.
You hear one more? How about the Dracula orchid? The Dracula orchid. It's, it tempts flies by trying to look like a mushroom, but it's not a mushroom. The flies come in and they capture it. And this is what makes it really creepy. The flowers of the Dracula orchid have a warty texture, W-A-R-T-Y, a warty texture. This gives the person who's looking at it the impression there are two small eyes in the flower looking back at you. If we're going creepy, that certainly qualifies.
That looks like an orangutan. Are you serious?
I didn't think about that one.
It looks like...
Maybe so. Maybe so.
I mean, listen, Google, it's either doing me wrong and doing me dirty, but I just keep Googling. Who doesn't Google? And it says Dracula, but then you zoom in, and it kind of looks like one of the flowers from... Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So, which is can be kind of like a Halloween movie.
Sure it can. Sure it
and,
can.
But then, you know, you get really close and it looks kind of like a monkey. Like a monkey face.
The monkey plant. Very good.
The monkey okay. plant. I
have
like
never
it.
Seen nor grown nor know much about a Dracula orchid, but some of our listeners have. Let us know. Okay, one more. And I've got some more after this, but before I break. And this is not a creepy flower. This is an interesting flower. And some people may have grown these Chinese lanterns. Okay. Ooh. Now, the pods of a Chinese lantern, they start out green. That's fine. But by the end of their growing season, the color turns to orange. And the plant is what all the literature says, Mother Nature's way of giving us a natural jack-o'-lantern, because they look just like little jack-o'-lanterns. It's perfect for fall decorations, but there's an important note here. We always note these things because people may say, "Oh, I'm going to go buy me some of those." Like a lot of plants on these creepy plant lists, Chinese lanterns are considered very poisonous.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Even though they're often seen this time of year, don't decorate them. Decorate with them if you have young children. Are pets in the house who might be tempted to eat them. Don't do it. But that's Chinese lanterns, which really are kind of pretty. Looks like little paper pumpkins, if you will.
I think they're so cute. But yeah, definitely. I feel like a kid might be tempted to eat it like a little pepper or something.
That's right.
It's definitely not a kid-friendly plant. But it's really cute to decorate with. I could see it at like a really whimsical tea garden or something like
that.
There you go. We're thinking outside the box.
Yes, we are.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Garden Line here. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's a spooktacular day here on The Garden Line. We're doing a giveaway. Did I mention what we're giving away? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. I see what's happening. You're nervous because we're going to give away like garden shears, which, I mean, who wouldn't want that too? But... No. I don't know, but I did see a guy on my way to work this morning who was riding his bike on Davis Highway with garden shears, and I was really nervous for him and for wherever he was going. But
he was going to work.
I know, but you fall off? I don't know. Anyways, I'm a mom. I instantly think safety. But... We're picking a winner today. You have to send in your pictures of your garden displays, of your pumpkins, whether you carve them, you have them out front, all of your spooky decor, 850-437-1620. You can also text in your questions, but we're going to be giving away a $50 Bailey's
$50 gift from Bailey's.
Card. Mm-hmm.
That'll buy a bunch of vegetables.
It's like 4 weeks of groceries.
It is. At Bailey's, you're absolutely right. Every time I walk out of Bailey's, I have a whole bag full of stuff. And I say, you know, this isn't like the grocery store. This didn't cost me that much. You get some really nice things there.
Oh, so absolutely.
$50 gift certificate to Bailey's is first class.
Yes.
That's fun.
But you got to hop on in to the text line to play 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm sure Mike has more spooky plants to share with
more.
You.
I sure do. Got a few more.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that
we're back on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I have not heard that music for decades.
Listen, I love
and we,
that
and
song.
We knew the words. We knew every word.
What a bing bang.
What a bing bang, exactly.
Oh, hey, 850-437-1620. Jan texted in. And we were talking about spooky, really cool Halloween-themed plants, flowers, mushrooms. Jan texted in the voodoo lily.
Yes.
That's on the list.
It is. We have. There's a little bit. I don't know exactly what it looks like. You may have it on your computer.
It's a lily.
Yeah, the voodoo lily plant. They're grown because they've got these huge flowers, but here is the downside of the voodoo lily. It produces a strong and offensive odor, which is just horrible. You would not want that in your yard.
No.
And so it attracts flies and, I don't know, it's just one of those plants that is a little, it is creepy.
You're so really selling me on it here.
Yeah, so I don't think that's one we want to run out and buy. But that's called the voodoo lily. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like other than those huge flowers. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's almost like this really cool dark blood red petal. And there's only one. And it's ginormous. And then it has the classic lily thingamajiggy that comes out the middle. Do you understand my gardening terminology?
I gotcha.
Somebody said, what about the century plant? It kind of reminds them of the Flintstones. Oh, that's a good one, Mark. I want to look that up, too.
Well, century plant are all over Pensacola. But you know the thing about a century plant? They will bloom. They'll send up a huge stalk. I mean, way high. And after they bloom, they die.
Oh, boy.
But that's a century plant. It's kind of a succulent, kind of a cactus-type plant. And they're all over the place.
Those are my favorite.
A lot of them at the beach.
Somebody told me, okay, agave. Yes.
Yes.
An agave, American agave plant.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
But yeah, they have the cool yellow flowers sometimes.
Yeah, it shoots away, but shoots up a huge stalk.
And they're
high,
so cool.
And then the plant dies. You know, that's just how it works.
So that's
what a century plant does.
I would landscape specifically just with these bad boys because I think they're so cool.
Yeah, and it's not going to bloom for a long, long time. So you would enjoy your plant for a long time.
I don't think I've only seen one bloom ever.
Yeah, it takes a long, it's years and years.
It was a house by Apple Market. And they had one. And I'm telling you, that yellow flower was taller than the light pole.
Right.
Taller than the light pole.
Exactly.
Hey, 850-437-1620 is the number to text. Or you can call in today to ask your questions. Send in those pictures this morning. We'd love to see your display so you can get a chance at winning a $50 Bailey's gift card. And we'll give you all those details. But you have to text in those pictures, 850-437-1620. Mike will be picking a winner at 9:55, so we still have a little bit of time. We give them our listener like just a moment to wake up. I feel like, you know, we're drinking our coffee together, we're getting ready for our day, so maybe they just, you know, we need to put on some pants before we run outside and take a picture of the display.
good idea. Absolutely.
Okay, let's share some more from your list. I want to hear more.
Okay, this one's kind of a cool one. This is not creepy, this is neat. All right, because obviously all the kids will be out trick-or-treating and getting all kinds of sugary candy. And how about they'll get some candy corn, right?
Yes.
There is a plant called the candy corn plant, and the blooms look just like a piece of candy corn, you know, kind of orangish and some white in there. And I obviously kind of like a, I guess it's, is it the firecracker plant that sends out that kind of a long, skinny bloom? Well, that's what this looks like. And I think the older the bloom gets, the more it looks like a piece of candy corn. So that obviously fits Halloween.
What?
You see it?
What?
On your computer?
Where has this been my whole life?
You gotta have one, right?
Oh my goodness. This is the coolest thing. I can't even begin to try to pronounce its Latin name. Manatia Lutera.
Don't try.
That is a Harry Potter spell right there.
Exactly.
If I ever read one.
Exactly.
Hey, that's very Halloween-y.
Oh, I should say so. That's why we're doing this. Absolutely.
It is right on theme. A candy corn plant. I mean, it literally looks just like candy corn, which I am one of those people. I actually love candy corn. I love it.
I could eat it all day long.
I like it with peanuts.
Yeah.
Or almonds, like roasted salted almonds or peanuts or popcorn. I love it so much. I love all of it.
I have to make a deal. I used to have to make a deal with my grandchildren to let me have the candy corn, and I'd give them something else. We kind of did some trading around.
Listen, call me crazy, but I would take the candy corn over a Reese's any day. So my kids luck out every time.
Yeah, unless there's a Starburst involved.
Okay.
I am going to keep that one.
And you know what? You can get a Reese's peanut butter cup all year round. You can't get candy corn all year round, at least not the good kind that they bring out on September 1st. You know what I'm saying? All right, we got to take another quick break. 850-437-1620. Get those pictures in. We want to see your Halloween spooktacular displays.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
That is creepy.
I feel like I could see you singing this on a karaoke night.
Yeah. Not me. Maybe somebody in our audience. Not me, pal. No
such
way.
Such a good song, though. Screaming Jay Hawkins. I put a spell on you.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Perfect.
Amazing.
For Halloween week.
No doubt. Okay, real quick, let's ease back into gardening for just a minute before we get back to some of our creepy plants. And I'm just going to kind of do a lightning round here of some things we need to talk about. One, this time of year, quite frankly, we're going to have a lot of rain on Wednesday night. But keep in mind, it gets so dry sometimes in August and November. So watch the water on your lawn. Keep in mind, those roots are going to still grow in your plants and in your lawn. So just because it's you know, late in the season in fall, plus don't forget that November 15th, sewage averaging begins, where the ECUA for the 90 days will, in essence, set your rates for the rest of the year. And a lot of people say, great, I'm shutting off the sprinkler system. Don't do it. You can maybe cut back a little bit, but keep an eye on the weather. If it just starts getting really dry, don't forget we're trying to protect our investment. So watch the water. Also, like we talked last week, ryegrass. We can put out ryegrass now if you want your lawn to be green all winter. It's some pros and cons there, which we talked about. Winter annuals, my goodness. There's a whole list of winter blooming plants that we can plant starting right now, quite frankly, because this is the temperatures are going to fall. We'll ease back up again in November a little bit, but for the most part, yes, you can plant many of your winter annuals. Time to kind of start thinking about roses, ordering your roses, and the same for your bulbs, same for your fall bulbs, your daffodils, your hyacinths, your ranunculus, your crocus, and all of that. Maybe time to look at a little bit of limestone. What do you do about your caladium bulbs? All kind of things to talk about. In addition to creepy Halloween plants.
Ooh, yes, we're going to stick on our theme today again. Text in those pictures, 850-437-1620. We've got more coming up on the Garden Line. Let's say good morning to Mark Jacobs in the newsroom.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
I was working in the lab late one delight when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
I've been waiting for you to play that, Jenna. It had to be on your list.
Of course.
What else?
We can't celebrate Halloween without the monster mash.
No question about it.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're getting some texts and pictures in. If you want to get into the running for possibly winning a $50 gift card to Bailey's, then please send in your pictures, 850-437-1620. We want to celebrate and give back to you for being our wonderful listeners here on the Garden Line. But you can still text in your questions. You can call with questions.
Absolutely. There's a lot of gardening stuff going on. We can talk about that, too.
Oh, absolutely. 850-437-1620. We've got really cool displays, but, man... But,
Can I say a quick word about the picture Jan sent in?
Yes.
Okay. I think we could almost make a 30-minute show out of this picture.
She did good.
She did real good. First thing is, of course, Halloween-wise, got a huge ghost with, almost 6 feet tall, obviously with a boo coming out across it. And it looks like the Wicked Witch of the West tied to her front door.
It is.
With a green face. Anyway, just all Halloween themed. But I look at the plants she's got around here. Number one, she's got two beautiful pots of pink geraniums. Really, in the picture, almost look like hydrangeas, but they're beautiful pink geraniums. And behind that is a mum, a yellow mum, which is a good Halloween color with the yellow. And if you'll notice that mum, Jenna, it's still a little tight, which is exactly what one should do when they're buying mums. Bring it home, plant it when the buds are real tight, so you have a lot of time to enjoy the mums before it blooms out. Now, and Jan would have to clear me up on this, it looks like hibiscus behind it. I'm not so sure. Pretty red flower.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It looks kind of like a hibiscus. It's kind of hard to tell from the picture. But the big question is, and I don't know the answer to this, is coming out of the pink geraniums is a trailing plant in kind of a dusty, almost a dusty blue color. Really, really pretty. Because as you know, when we have these big pots of flowers, a lot of times we always talk about you've got a thriller, mm-hmm. which is the major plant, tall growing plant generally, which you enjoy. Then filler, which is the plant around it. And then you have a spiller, which is sort of a cascading plant coming out of the base of the pot. So you've got those three elements, and as you plant annuals and perennials, even landscaping plants in containers. This one, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is coming off of there, but man, look at it, Jenna. It has come all the way over the side of the pot, all the way draping almost over her front steps. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
Absolutely.
So, Jan,
beautiful.
You've done a great job, and we appreciate you participating in our contest today. Oh, I forgot to mention, in the geranium pot, she still has, I do not, mine have all gone by the wayside by now, some really pretty caladiums.
Yes.
Really pretty caladiums. So we've got geraniums, caladiums, the spiller, the mums, the hibiscus, the witch, and the ghost.
Her spillers are called Dichondra Silver Falls.
Silver, what's the last one?
Falls.
Oh, F-A-L-L-S?
Yes.
Silver. Did Jan tell you that?
Yes.
Really?
It's very, very cool.
Silver Falls.
$5.99, that's a deal.
I have to tell you, I've dealt with this for 1,000 years, and I've never dealt with Silver Falls.
I love
before.
It. I love
really
it so much.
It is beautiful. Hey, Jan, good job.
Yeah, very good. And job. We want to see some more pictures, 850-437-1620. Also want to hear from you and questions about your garden. Here's one. My agapanthus. Oh, I could totally relate to this. They're turning brown. Should I trim them down to the bottom?
Well, I would not do anything to
just
the agapanthus
here.
Let them be. Now, I assume she's talking about the foliage, of course, mm-hmm. and not the big stalk. That's long gone, and we've all pruned those back. But as far as the plant is concerned, I would simply let it go. Sometimes it's very interesting what happens to those agapanthus in the winter. It depends on how cold a winter we have. But at this point, I would certainly let it go.
Okay.
One of my favorite plants. This year in Pensacola, the Agapanthus were, I never knew there were that many in Pensacola. But if you remember, Jenna, everywhere you turned, you had the big, long, pretty blue blooms on the lights, tall stalk. A great plant. But I'd let it go for now.
Okay. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. Okay.
Absolutely.
In the great gardening book of wisdom, let it ride. 850-437-1620. Oh, my gosh. Okay, they're all awake now, and they're sending the pictures, and so I'm getting really excited back here like a little kid. Please send in your pictures. You get a chance at winning a $50 Bailey's gift card. I'm so excited. I love giving to people. It's my love language on top of being able to walk around and see all the beautiful displays, whether it's Halloween or Easter or Christmas. I love seeing y'all's displays. And when you get into the spirit for just the season, it makes life so much better. It just gives us something to smile about. So give us something to smile about, because we want to make your day as well. 850-437-1620.
Jenna.
Yes.
I'm not sure who sent this. Maybe this was Jan again. Sent a picture of the Silver Falls.
Yes.
The Dichondra.
Dichondra.
You know what dichondra also is?
Oh, no.
Dollarweed. Dollarweed is a dichondra.
Oh, I'm buying it.
Some people call it a little smaller dollarweed. They call it dichondra. So this has got to be the same family, obviously. So very interesting. You know, that's. I'll tell you one thing about gardening. I think everybody listening will agree. You never know it all. You learn something every time you get into a gardening discussion about what does well, what grows in Pensacola, what doesn't. And so this is really kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. And thank you. Hey, we learn from you. We get to see all of your amazing pictures. Please share with us your favorite. You can share with us your favorite spillers as well. 850-437-1620. I'm back here. You know, I always have my Google up and ready to go. So, of course, then I Google dichondra. And yes, you're right. I see dollar weed. It's dollar weed.
But you don't see, do you see Silver Falls when you do it?
No,
they should have that there.
It says Solanellus is what it says.
Interesting.
Yep, but it does have. Oh yes, it's they call it a silver pony's foot.
Pony's foot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what it says over here. Listen, don't blame me. Blame Google, but it's not poisonous to animals, so that's the good news today.
That is the good news. Very good.
Hey, I want to, before we get to have to take another break, can you share another spooky?
I can. You ready for this?
Yes.
How about the black magic elephant ear?
Oh.
Oh, cool. Now, this is one that I have seen literature on before. It grows just like the green elephant ears that so many of us have grown that have done so well this year. I think they've done so well because of all the rain. But they really have looked good this year. But the people who I buy my elephant ears from, and my caladiums for that matter, have this plant. It's called Caladiums Florida. I think if you Google it, you'll see they sell caladiums and elephants. That's all they sell. And I believe, if memory serves me correctly, that they do sell this. It's just jet black. It's very, very interesting. And in conjunction with that, Jenna, there's also, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've never seen it and really don't see any way I'd want to plant it. Why would you want it? Is black mondo grass, which in essence is monkey grass. But it's not green. It's not variegated like we like to plant variegated like we have here at the studio, as a matter of fact.
Love this. Yes, I've seen
it's
this.
Black mondo grass.
This is definitely, the black mondo grass is super spooky. I would definitely have this in my yard just because it's so cool looking.
Yeah, it can be grown in containers, and a lot of literature says it makes the perfect plant for your next adult Halloween party. I guess you put it in a little pot and you bring it in the house and it on your table. I don't know what
is
you would
that?
Do. I don't know what you
would
like do.
It looks like a wig. It looks like a spooky wig is
That's
what it looks
saying.
Like.
Now, when I look, I say, why would I plant that plant?
I don't know.
It looks like
for
it's
Halloween.
For Halloween,
ooh.
Exactly. All right.
Hey, here's a fun fact. I used to do Halloween parties as a puppeteer, and I can do some pretty spooky voices. I'm just going to say. A puppeteer?
Are you a ventriloquist? Can you do that?
I didn't do ventriloquism.
You can't throw your voice, right?
No, I can try, but it didn't work. But this actually reminds me, the black Mondo grass reminds me of one of my puppets that I used to have. This is years ago, like 10, 12 years ago. But it's bringing back some memories, I will say.
I can't imagine how the black Mondo grass would remind you of a puppet.
But it did scare the children.
Oh, well, it scares me just thinking about it.
I love it. Hey, we've got more texts coming in. Send us your pictures. You get a chance at winning a $50 Bailey's gift card. We've got more for you coming up right here on The Garden.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Hey, we're back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're having some spooktacular fun today, my friends.
Is that what you did with the puppets? That's kind of cool.
Oh, I did, yes.
That's kind of cool. Now, I need to ask you this before we get back to the program. Who did that?
Shep Woolley.
Now, he did a lot of songs like that.
Oh, yes, a lot.
Shep Woolley, right.
Very popular in kind of the, not just the Halloween era, but themed.
Alien.
But like, yes.
Stuff. Yeah.
Very different, I'll just say that. But I do like it, and that's one of our Halloween party favorites. Hey, 850-437-1620. Text in those pictures of your harvest, Halloween, pumpkin-y, fun, spooky displays. You get a chance at winning a $50 Bailey's gift card that we're going to be giving away right after our commercial break at 9:55. But you have to text in those pictures. Also, our friend Catherine wanted to remind everybody, and thank you for this, Catherine. Yes, Mike, you mentioned we're going to have some pretty crazy weather.
That's
Mark
right.
mentioned it too. So Catherine wanted to remind everyone to please take down your Halloween decorations tomorrow, since we'll be having that bad weather roll
exactly.
through.
Exactly. We're supposed to have maybe, I think at worst, a couple of inches of rain. Maybe not quite that much, but up to 20-mile-an-hour winds. Matter of fact, one report I saw is it might even have gusts of 40.
Oh, wow.
So that would blow the ghosts and the skeletons and everything you have out there around a bit. So, yeah, take them down, then put them back up. Because
that's right.
Sunday's the big day, right? That's trick-or-treat day?
It's the big day.
Trick-or-treat,
yeah.
For all
the children.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I love that. 850-437-1620. We also have, somebody mentioned that Dichondra and Dollarweed are actually two different plants. So that's one of our listeners was letting us know. They sent me all of the Latin names, but I'm so sorry, because if I say it, I might like cast a spell or summon a demon. I don't know, because it's a lot of letters. I don't want to try it.
Right. We may need to get a little botany here about the Dichondra name, because Dichondra, over the years in Pensacola, has always been the little small, little dollarweed-looking plant.
Sure.
Of course, there's the large dollarweed. So we need to kind of say the difference here. We may get into a little botany next week and see if we can figure all of that out. But that's interesting. But I do appreciate Catherine. Good to hear from you, Catherine. I bet... we haven't seen your pictures, but I bet you've got some great Halloween stuff going on
at
your house.
She's back there saving it.
Oh, yeah.
Right for the last minute.
The last minute. Absolutely.
I know you, Catherine. Oh, you know, we need to have our friends from the extension office here to kind of share a little bit more, too, about flowers as we go into a new season. I mean, you walked outside this morning, and it was rather chilly and windy.
It was. That's right.
So we got to start preparing for those chillier seasons as we wrap up Halloween and then jump right into pretty much it's Christmas.
That's
it's
right.
Christmas.
That's right. But still, what you want, you know, people are going to have a lot of people over to their house. You want the yard to look good. You want your backyard to look good, because you never know. In December, you can have a very pretty day and almost entertain outside. And that some years we've had it like that. So there are a lot of things to do. And I think looking at some of the annuals that you can plant, because most of the spring stuff you have has gone away. Well, my caladiums, for example. But you know what has stayed and looks great is my lantana. My lantana, yellow dwarf lantana, has done absolutely great. Now, once we get into 28, 27, 26 degrees, it'll die back. It'll come back the next year. But for now, it really looks good. But I do need to mention this, insofar as these annuals are concerned. If you're going to plant some annuals that you really want to look nice in your yard over the holidays, the dianthus is still one of my favorites. Dianthus, another name for it, is pinks. And I read somewhere, Jenna, that it's not because it's pink, it's because you can prune them with pinking shears. Okay. Now, that may be an urban legend. I don't know, but I did read that somewhere. But the point is, you can plant dianthus now, and I've done that before, planted them this time of year, and they will last all the way in, golly, to late spring, next summer, if you will. It's a great winter plant. Also, don't forget the petunias. You always think about that as a spring plant, but the petunias are really great. There's a series of petunias called Supertunia that you can buy that really will be pretty. So think about that. Now, there are a couple of new ones out there. I read one about in the News Journal. It's called Picasso in Purple. That's a little bit Halloweenish. Picasso in Purple is a very special Supertunia that has coloration in the center, then on the outer perimeter of the bloom, it's a different color. Really a pretty plant.
Very cool. But
there's another plant that we need to discuss before we leave.
Is it a spooky one? Tell me it's a spooky one.
It is.
Okay.
The deadly nightshade.
Oh, that sounds creepy. You should have said the deadly nightshade.
I can't talk as good as you can. I can't do that. It's rumored that the Roman Empress Livia Drusilla used the juice of the plant to murder her husband, Emperor Augustus. The colors are bright and bold. It likes cool temperature. It's kind of an orchid is what it is, and you have to repot it every other year. The other names for this plant are Dracula Vampira and Dracula Chimeria. So anyway, that's one more creepy plant.
Okay,
there's one more. One more real quick one.
Tell me.
The devil's claw plant.
Uh-oh. That sounds dangerous, too.
Yeah. It's a contender because it has leaves of the plant are very sticky and they're covered in fine hairs. The roots and tubers are used to make medicine, believe it or not. So it has some positive use. However, if you look at the picture of it, why would one ever want to plant that in their yard?
No.
It is really ugly.
It's really not cute. Hey, Mike, we've got to pick a winner, so that means we got to take a break. Also,
okay,
Google
is
letting...
Okay, this is not going to be easy. Okay.
Listen, I got to tell you something, too. I Googled the nightshade, and it came up potato. So don't trust Google ever again. We're going to pick a winner when we come back and announce who's winning the Bailey's gift card for our Halloween Spooktacular giveaway. Here on the Garden Line this morning. Who are you going to call? Mike Wiggins, if you have a question about your garden.
Well, we'll get back to gardening next week.
Let's talk about that gardenia
real quick before we announce the
winner.
Gardenia leaves are turning yellow. They do that this time of year. If the veins are green and everything else is yellow, put a little iron on it. That might help. But gardenias just have a tendency this year when the environment starts to change to do that. So I don't think it's a big deal at all.
Okay. All right. It's time to announce the winner for this year's spectacular giveaway.
The winner is Jan.
Jan, congratulations.
Jan wins her great front porch with the witches and the ghosts.
You did such a good job. We appreciate
job,
you all playing and hanging out with us this morning, Jan. I'm going to text you with more information. Tune in next week for the Garden Line.
See you then. Thanks, Jenna.